Supplemental reading.
The polygraph test. A common polygraph test has several parts. The first part is an interview between the examiner and the subject. At this time, the examiner and the subject learn about each other. This is intended to reduce the subject's stress level while allowing the examiner to see how the subject answers questions. After the interview, the examiner makes a set of questions. These are the questions that he or she will ask during the polygraph test. Before the test, the examiner tells the subject these questions. This reduces unnecessary stress that could make the results of the test more difficult to evaluate. The actual test comes next. During the test, the examiner asks about 10 questions. Some of these questions may be repeated. Only 3 or 4 of the questions are really relevant. The other questions are very general. These are called control questions. An example could be, have you ever used bad language? Few people could honestly answer no to such a question. However, if the subject does say no, the examiner may think that the subject is lying. The polygraph data may show a specific reaction when the subject answers this way. The examiner can think that the subject usually shows such a reaction when being deceptive. Afterward, the examiner checks the data from the polygraph. If the subject's stress was mostly the same throughout the test, the examiner may conclude the subject was honest. However, if there were moments when the subject's stress increased sharply, especially if this happened when he or she answered a specific question, then the examiner may conclude otherwise.